Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Flowing through an area of Hiram called Paradise Hollow in southern Cache Valley, the Little Bear River not only provided essential irrigation water to early farmers, but its hydraulic power also operated a sawmill, electric light plant, cheese factory, and slaughterhouse by the early 20th century. Such facilities made Hiram one of the most modern towns in Cache Valley. In 1918, however, water shortages prompted residents to work with the federal government to sacrifice the industrial and agricultural opportunities of Paradise Hollow to construct a dam and fill the area with the waters of the Little Bear. Although originally built for the simple purpose of storing water, the Hiram Dam, and the reservoir it created, grew to be a major part of community life. Residents formed the South Cache Water Users Association and sold enough water shares by 1934 to build the Hiram Dam, a joint effort between the association, the Federal Works Progress Administration, and the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. The project provided much-needed jobs for residents still suffering the effects of the Great Depression. Its construction required 43,000 dump truck loads of cement, with the completed dam stretching 540 feet long, 600 feet wide, and 100 feet high. That's about two football fields long and two across. Over time, residents viewed the dam and reservoir less as an agricultural project and more as a recreational asset to the community. The flow of the water created a natural beach for launching boats or taking a dip. Local residents worked with the city, Chamber of Commerce, and Lions Club to flatten the beach and get rid of sudden drop-offs, to make the water safer for swimming, fishing, boating, ice skating, and lakeside picnics. Hiram City also held local celebrations at the dam, including professional boat races, water carnivals, and 4th of July festivities. People from all over Cache Valley came to watch the fireworks flash and sparkle over the water. Beyond its practical purpose, the Hiram Dam became an essential part of the community and was protected as a state park in 1959. Like many Utah reservoirs, it shows how a utilitarian project can become a recreation hotspot and an important place for community gathering. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Hiram City Museum. Find sources in past episodes at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.